is the frequency in use. I sound great. I wasn't expecting to hear that. Well, maybe what I need to do is put in a different meter for the Henrietta, because I'm now reading levels that are so horribly low that, guess what? When you're talking and saying change some things, you go higher on the Henry than when I'm speaking into the actual microphone, and you're about 2 feet away on speakerphone.
That's really funny.
It has to do with your frequency.
First, I want you to look at the power output settings of the rig and make sure they are correct.
Okay.
Without changing any of the audio chain settings, just check the rig settings.
Okay, I can tell you right now they're not. When I say okay, it only goes up to 50 watts.
Okay, now, is the power in the drive controls of the microphone, don't change it. Just change the banana attenuator until you get the correct power in AMCP. And you obviously have to increase it.
Okay. I think I know what to do. Hello, hello. Yeah. Okay. So I can see what I need to do here. Hello. I know what needs to be done here. Just a moment. Output power, four, okay. Okay, yeah, Betty, yeah. Okay, Betty, it's looking good. Okay, I now have things set the way you would like them to be, except the only trouble is the fan noise might be brought up some. But that's something we'll just have to live with, I guess. Let me move the headphones. Take them off my head and put them right by the radio where the fan is. And we'll see how bad it gets. Here goes. That looks exactly fine to me. I am putting out power some, unfortunately, but it's still low enough that ALC isn't kicking up at all. And even on voice peaks, for example, right now I'm speaking at normal volume, and I am floating in the ALC zone, just like you like. You know, it's more than an eighth of an inch, but it's not blowing off the end of the green zone either. It's still within the green zone, so. Anyway.
Just make it so the ALC action is a little higher than that. It should be like half scale, I think, when you're talking normally. And then I think you're done with the transmitter side. It sounds great. Sounds real good at this end, by the way. The blood noise is not bad, and the signal is 20 over.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, that's essentially where I have it, at least when your voice is on it. I would have to increase it one click more to get it where you want it, but I'm afraid that will make the fan noise come up more, and it won't really contribute to anything. I mean, I could. Let me be quiet again, and here's what I'll do. I'll let you hear the fan noise at a distance, instead of having the headphones rest on top of the rig like before, I'll do a quiet test for 15 seconds. Then I'll talk again and announce that I'm going to increase it one click, which will put me into the ALC range where you want. I don't think it really is going to be that critical, but here goes the quietness for 15 seconds, and then I'll explain what I'm doing next. Okay. Good. Okay, I'll increase it one click, which in my test before I could get away with even at the rig. It didn't make the power level come up appreciably. And what this ended up doing is bringing the ALC up to be exactly where you want it to be. It can't be any more precise than that. And it's one step hotter than I normally would use, kind of, but everything is done. It's simply done now. I'll have to, I guess I won't have to do anything, really, except, you know, adjust things so they turn out right on channel 2 for recording. But this is how I will be sounding, and I'm wondering if it sounds any different now compared to the last net.
This is it.
More robust. That's a good thing. Okay, I guess I'll quit transmitting. And, it sounds cleaner. There's no detection here whatsoever of RF. That loose connection might have been causing me more problems than I had thought. I mean, I could have stayed up tonight, the whole night, and then tomorrow, blurry eyed, told you how frustrated and how hard I worked at trying to achieve the secret settings, but I couldn't, and I didn't know why and how long it was that flaw in the major pipeline, not to mention all the other weird settings to compensate for that flaw. Well, I don't know if this has been recorded or not, but I'm ready to go into the next test, I guess, which might be Skype or, making an official recording whenever you think it's rightful to do so.
Well, just for the heck of it, you can try making a Skype test call and see if that's clean.
Okay, let's do that right now. This is N2IRJ. I should actually say that on the Skype test call, and then we'll hear it played back as well. I'll plot it. It's already there. I was going to say to 12 noon, but it's already at 12 noon, so in theory, life should be good in the fast lane. Skype test call. Here goes.
Hello. Welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, Skype test call. This is N2IRJ in Jackson, New Jersey, testing for RF ingress. I don't hear a darn bit of trouble. Sounds beautiful to me and robust. Hello, Skype test call. This is N2IRJ in Jackson, New Jersey, testing for RF ingress. I don't hear a darn bit of trouble. Sounds beautiful to me.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings, or visit Skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye.
I allowed the whole thing to go through so that I could get accurate VU meter readings, and that woman speaking was between a 0 and a plus 3. And I'm looking at my own voice now, and I'm at a 0 to a minus 3. So, with that, I'll send it back to you for comment. No kidding. I thought that on the Skype playback I heard a little bit of RF.
Well, it wasn't anything I could detect at this end.
Okay. Very good. That makes me very happy. I guess I'm ready to unkey. Do you think I am?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, N2RJ, clearing out at 3971, lower side band, ending the audio test.